much you know about his ancestor?
Well, don't know much at all.
Well,
his father was dead. He died about 2 years before we was married. And his mother lived till March 1946. Because we moved here in 45, and his sister-in-law died that fall, right out there across the road. And then his mother died in March after that. I really can truly tell the truth about it. All his people might not just passed out like that. Now, one night, the last time he was alive, we started out here at this other house one evening late. We'd done eating everything. And he got in the road and said, "Mom, got a bad spell of my heart. And I said, let's get back in the house." And he wasn't alive 10 minutes. And that tore me to pieces. That's the reason I'm so nervous. So wasn't a soul here but me, and didn't have no telephone at that time. And it just tore me all up bad.
When did they come in, the telephone? Is this fairly recent?
No, I've had it ever since, just after he died. Children had to put in.
Mm-hmm. How many children did you have?
I had four, and one died when he was 16 months old.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three living.
And
how about them?
How
about
them?
Well, now, my oldest daughter was 54 years old yesterday. And then the one that died between her and the next one, and hired is 44. And the girl lives in Elizabethan, and she'll be 38 her birthday in December. And I've got 8 grandchildren, 4 boys and 4 girls. And my oldest girl's got 1 boy and 1 girl. And my son's got 1 boy and 1 girl. My baby girl's got 2 boys and 2 girls. The ones that live in Elizabethan.
It must really be nice having that many grandchildren.
If they live close enough that they could come and see me often, but they don't too much. But then everybody's working now, parents and everything.
Well, how about your husband? When did he die?
He died in 1959, January the 22nd.
And what was his religion?
Free Will Baptist.
And you said he worked with you in
a... We worked in a shop.
That must have really been interesting. Could you tell me just a little about this Shell Creek area? Do you know when it started to grow up and why?
Well, I'll say about 1911, they built that old schoolhouse, you notice down there. It was built in 1911 because it's on the foundation there.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I think that they taught in the church house. Because I never did come down. I did come down here too and slipped off, went back to go to school. And I got homesick and slipped off, went back home.
Mm-hmm. Boy. Well, maybe we can get just some of these questions now. It's fairly cool now, but do you ever have any dry spells?
Yes, we do sometimes, but we haven't this summer.
Well, what would you call it if you have an unusually long dry spell?
Well, one time in my life, they come a dry spell if people had to cut the trees down for their cattle to eat, eat the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It dried up into the ground, but that was when we lived up in the ground. I don't know how long ago it's been.
Is there a term that